And happy Thursday. Welcome to Drive Time with DeRussia. It's Jason. I am coming to you live on YouTube and on Facebook and on X. And if you are streaming our show, you can see what it looks like in my home studio underneath the stairs in my basement. It is not exactly glamorous, that is for sure. But we're glad to have you with us here as we are live and local on CCO Radio this afternoon. Now, while you were listening, the Minnesota Twins once again squander an opportunity to win a series. The real winning was happening at the White House and President Donald Trump, who has been on such a win streak that I wanted to talk about it and take your pulse on this. And I suspect if you voted for Donald Trump, what I'm curious about, if you are a Trump voter, is do you feel like he's overperformed what you expected, or is this exactly what you expected? And if you are a Trump hater or a Democratic voter, is this worse than you expected? 651-461-9226. I'm sort of asking where you're at on the thrilled to freaked out scale. Because I have to say, like, some of this, you know, and I try not to fall victim to what they call Trump derangement syndrome, where whatever Donald Trump does, you hate it. I think everyone who has listened to this show before knows that I am no fan of Donald Trump as a human, and I did not vote for him. And dude's had a heck of a week. I guess we go back to June 21st when the United States launched rocket attacks on the nuclear infrastructure, some of the nuclear infrastructure, nuclear weapons infrastructure of Iran, which led to a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Then Donald Trump goes to the NATO summit and gets NATO countries to chip in more money to pay for NATO. And then he threatens to slap a massive tariff on Canada because Canada wanted to tax digital services that would have affected American tech companies. And Canada backed down. And then he made a deal with Vietnam. And then he got the Supreme Court win on his effort to get rid of birthright citizenship. If you want to check the border, CBS News just reported that the number of migrants that they caught crossing the U.S. border illegally hit a record low. Just more than 6,000. So that is an incredible victory. I mean, you just have to look at reality. And the reality is everything that Donald Trump has touched over the last week has come up Trump. Now, this budget bill is the usual sort of hopes and dreams by the Republican Party. Tax cuts for the rich, tax cuts for businesses, in the hope that it'll generate jobs and generate more activity. I am a reformed Reagan Republican. There was a time that I looked at the idea of saying, like, look, you should make it as easy as possible to do business, because when companies do well, their employees do well. And over the last 20 years, I have seen that equation become when companies do well, shareholders do well, and employees get screwed. And this is not true of all businesses. It's especially not true of small businesses, where I think you feel maybe more of a responsibility to your team, to your people. But when I look at big business, I'm not seeing the evidence that this works. So let's hope it does. We heard in the news Tom Emmer saying that the estimates of $3 billion being added to the deficit, $3 trillion, not billion, $3 trillion being added to the deficit, that won't happen if this leads to a tremendous period of prosperity. I hope it will, but I doubt it. I doubt it. 651-461-9226. Lots of text coming in. And a good clarification. I said that Trump got a win in birthright citizenship. The technicality of it is that Trump got a temporary win in his effort to roll back birthright. What he got is something that I actually think is a very good legal decision, because I have a massive hesitation about having 94 rogue district judges making national policy through injunctions. And so I think the Supreme Court made the right legal ruling. Now, the practical effect is you could end up with different policies on birthright citizenship in every single federal district court in America. In Minnesota, we just have one district. In Wisconsin, you have two. You could have a different policy in Milwaukee than you have in Madison. You could have so to me, like, this is crazy. Besides this sort of moral consideration as to whether or not this is a good thing. Let's go to the phones. Mike is from Edina. He's on the CCO Talk and Text line. Mike, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. How are you feeling on sort of this really what feels like a steamrolling of policy victories for the Trump administration?
Jason, everyday listener, say there's a big accident on Highway 5 by Dell Road going east. Just FYI, just happened. The road's going to be shut down. Just FYI for everybody.
Highway 5 and Dell Road is where that is?
Going east. Yeah, going
okay.
east.
Okay. All right, really good. Thank you for that.
Just yeah, drove by.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got one quick personal question. You don't have to answer this.
Sure.
You just said a little bit ago that you're not a big Trump guy and you didn't vote for him. Can you say who you voted for, or is that something you keep private? Just curious.
No, sure. I did vote for Kamala Harris, and for me it was okay. Not necessarily a massive endorsement of. I mean, I have had my concerns about Kamala Harris and her lack of ability to sort of give a straight answer or paint a real positive picture as to what she wanted to do. But for me, January 6th, and then the obstruction of refusing to give documents over the FBI, for me, that was disqualifying. So that was just sort of it for me.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. I think for me, I'm happily surprised that things are working, because I think the country's going to sting for a while with some of these, you know, what seem like knee-jerk decisions to help change the direction we're going in, because I think the direction we're going in, for myself and for a lot of people that I know, is not a good thing for many reasons, and that's a huge conversation, but
right.
I think it's really going to sting for a lot of people. But I would say that I'm kind of pleasantly surprised that we're able to at least move in a direction, whether people like it or not, for sure. So that's my
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, Mike, I think you make a very interesting point where you look at the fact that I think a lot of us are fed up with the fact that Congress doesn't seem to do anything, with the fact that what we've had over the last 30 years feels like sort of a continuation of what we've always had. And so even when you hesitate about some of this stuff, like I don't know that tariffs are going to be good for you and me, for regular Americans. I'm not real enthusiastic about that. But there is change happening. And if you just want to see some change, I guess we'll have pretty good evidence as to whether these things are end up being good or bad, you know?
I think a lot of people just want some change because they're just not happy with just where we're muddling through year after year after year. So, you know, like I said, a lot of people aren't going to like it. A lot of people are going to like some of it, not all of it. And, you know, I'm not the long-term effect, blah, blah, blah. But I think a lot of people that in the middle of the country are, he got elected, you know, what else are you going to say, by a lot. So I think people are going to wait and see. And depending on how much you're involved in politics or pay attention, you know, you can dive down into this stuff too much. And, you know, I got other stuff to do a lot of my day anyway. So,
yes, a lot of us do. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too, and for giving us the update on that crash. JP will have updates in our next traffic as well. We've got lots of texts coming in. Really good. We're talking about sort of this Donald Trump winning streak. He's on a roll. There's little question about that. Is it better than you expected? Is it what you expected? Or are you concerned? Are you freaked out? 651-461-9226. Drive time on a Thursday. Coming. The budget bill did pass. It was close. It was a party line vote this afternoon. The House passed it through. Congressional accountants are saying this will add $3.3 trillion to the deficit. Nobody cares about the deficit unless it's your guy's not in power. Then the deficit becomes a big deal. I am concerned overall that how do you make all of these cuts to entitlement programs, to the Medicare situation? To me, is the most concerning. Because if people can't afford health care, so they're getting kicked off of insurance, then that means that more of them are going to be hungry. And we're already reducing those federal SNAP benefits. So what's going to happen is this ripple effect that if you're screwed when it comes to your health care, then you're screwed when it comes to hunger. And the federal government is telling the states, hey, you should have some skin in the game. And they're making the states do it, and the states don't have the money for this. If we end up with tax raises, tax increases on the state level, just so President Trump can take credit for a tax cut or for reducing spending on the federal level, well, what kind of win is that? As always, a lot of this stuff, you know, these bills are so huge. And so the impact, it's an 870-page bill. So we shall see. The White House, the biggest part of this is that a bunch of tax cuts that were enacted in 2017 become permanent. So the White House said if Congress didn't do anything, Americans would have seen a $4 trillion tax hike. The bottom line for me is that Donald Trump has done exactly what he said he was going to do during the campaign. So anybody who voted for Donald Trump and thought, well, it's a lot of bluster, like, we'll see what he really does. No, he's done all of this stuff. That is what he is trying to do. Texters at 651-461-9226, and we have comments in the comments section on the WCCO Radio YouTube channel as well. Jason, the only reason Trump has this winning streak is the Republican Congress has relinquished all its power, behaving like blind, frightened sheep, Emmer, Fishbach, Stauber, etc. Yeah, I mean, I think Congress has been pretty much neutered for 15 years, 20 years. I think a lot of our issues when it comes to the way our government operates dates the reality that Congress has such a hard time getting anything done. On YouTube, Lethal saying you are overstating me, you being me, overstating Trump's victory. They were expecting 100,000 private job growth last month. Instead, private industry cut 33,000 jobs. The economy is contracting. The dollar is crashing. I do think we have had this very confusing to analyze economic situation, right? Because Wall Street went in the crapper when the tariffs were first brought up, and now all of those losses have been regained. Jobs, I think, something very close. We have to keep a very close watch on it. Because this whole thing is predicated on the fact that these tax cuts will lead. I mean, it's trickle down. It's classic trickle down, right? That these tax cuts will stimulate activity. People will get paid more. There'll be more success. Companies will want to build in America, more jobs, more manufacturing, more. We'll see. Texters, I voted for Nikki Haley, but President Trump is on a roll. Do Americans really think that if Democrats had won, the deficit wouldn't go up? I think what we've seen is both parties are more than happy to spend, spend, spend. So there's little question that we have two political parties that are in the spending business, right? If you think of the Republicans as the party of small government, they sort of are, but they're also the party of big spending. So that's just sort of the reality. Another texter, please, I'm not freaking out. I'm looking unflinchingly at real life consequences. Hope your parents never need a nursing home and no one in your family ever becomes disabled. So I, you know, first of all, like, remember the whole, like, we don't need to make everything so personal? Like, we're trying to have conversations about issues. The narrative that a bunch of people who are on Medicare and Medicaid and who are not trying to find a job, that somehow we're, as a country, being scammed by that. I think that's part of the Republican argument here. And the evidence is just not there that that is the case. So if you're going to be on medical assistance, which is what Minnesota's Medicaid is, we got about 1.2 million Minnesotans on that. State officials are saying a lot of people are going to lose their coverage. Now, we'll see. These are the projections of this. So if you are 19 to 64 years old, you'll have to work or do community service at least 80 hours per month. I'm not hugely opposed to that. It does seem like it's going to introduce what comes with this? More bureaucracy, more government, right? You need people to check and see if they're doing it. There's going to be screw-ups. There's going to be appeals. Now, some of this, you know, Representative Kelly Morrison, Democrat from Minnesota, saying the budget bill will cripple our nation's health. I'm very concerned that once all is kind of through the wash and they figure out exactly what all of these provisions are going to need, that you're going to have, and it's probably not going to be, you know, what, we have 1.2 million people on Medicaid. How many are going to lose their coverage? We don't know. Now, the people on medical assistance are children, seniors, people with disabilities. The estimate is that 250,000 people could lose coverage. 253,000 people. That would be catastrophic. It really would. Like, now you got those people, they're going to have to come up with, they're either not going to get health care, or they're going to go broke paying for it. So hunger increases, becomes harder to find a job, on and on and on. So I'm worried about it. In 2012, after being elected, President Obama said, "You lost, we won, get over it." Trump is just doing the same. To the victor goes the spoils. I think there's no question that that is what is happening. No question. If I lose Medicaid, I will die, says a texter. Literally, as I am on life-sustaining medication I could never afford. I also believe that many, many people on Medicaid don't know that because it's called MinSure, Minnesota Care. I think that's probably true. If the practical effect of this is to kick people off government assistance who are scamming the system, who don't need it, fine. Does anyone believe that we're going to be that surgical about it? I don't. Regardless, Donald Trump is on a roll, no doubt about it.